again.
Do you think we could just call Patty, like right now, in the middle of a session? Does he answer his phone?
Go on. Do you know the Roundhead phone number?
By the front desk. Actually, yeah, I should have thought about that before I said it. But
no, but that's not how you don't think before you speak, is that kind of you?
My phone is charging in the other room. So
I mean, I think as I speak.
We could look it up online if you go to the Roundhead Studios website on the internet.
Anyone can. And I think that was a really roundabout way of saying this is a segment is sponsored by Roundhead Studios. So you can go ahead and look online.
Apparently, they're booked out till Christmas, but that's not to say you can't book time in the new year.
Or Sharon Delia's. Maybe a couple of tracks in there.
Apparently, you can use that space occasionally to write music.
Do all the things right stay upstairs in like one big bed and like, you roll over. No, you roll over kind of thing.
I haven't actually sort of pictured what the Finn's apartment would be like, but
text us in 5395. What does the Finn's apartment look like? But in the meantime, we're going to play you.
do they have a fireman's pole down into the main Roundhead studio? Like, I've got an idea. Down the fireman's pole into studio.
It's kind of like, Patty's there. It's more of a Snow White dwarf situation where they kind of all just like got different personalities and they just all make it work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh well. Well.
Does everybody want to listen to Kevin Shields wax about the Jazzmaster? This is for the 60th anniversary of the Jazzmaster, made by Fender, a classic offset guitar that has spawned just millions of bands.
Now, Kevin Shields, from the little snippet I watched off air, it looks like he's compulsive about this guitar. So,
dude, get ready.
So how many total Jazzmasters do you have?
Not a lot, not millions. 10, I think, maybe 12, 11 or 12, maybe probably 12. There's more, but I've got lots of other ones, made-up ones, Japanese ones, copy ones, so maybe 25, but 12 good ones.
Much prefer that, actually.
Oh, sorry.
You're good. Okay. So you became kind of a collector of them.
Kind of, but I need them. I need them. I need more. You know, I do, because every time I have new songs with different tunings, you know, it's just kind of like, what am I going to do? It's hard to tune live, you know, like go from one extreme tuning to another without the neck that's going, what, and sort of then going, okay, that's okay. Each guitar kind of suits what's happening. When I first knew about it through bands like The Cure, you know, and I was a big fan of The Birthday Party, and Roland Howard played a Jaguar, and it was the shape, because I wanted that shape, you know, but I didn't, I actually had seen a Jazzmaster in Ireland, you know, until 88, really, you know. A friend of mine, Bill Carey, he basically, we were Creation Records, that decided they wanted to make a record with us. Anyway, my friend Bill, this was like, you got to use my guitars, and one of them was a Jazzmaster. It was a 64, a red 64, and it just happened that the Tremolo one was set. Some of them were, they can all be a bit different, but his one was just set that it was kind of unusually high, you know, just by pure luck. And I picked it up and started to kind of go, well, this is cool, you know, and literally, the first song I ever did using it was a song from the Made Me Realize EP called Thorn. That was the first hour I discovered it. And then in this 2 hours later, I did a song called Slow, which was the first time I did that melted kind of effect. I put it through a reverse reverb, and then thought, that sounds good, and I thought, oh, turn the tone down. I thought, wow, it sounds totally like some weird tape sort of copy of a copy of a copy. And then it was playing fast and sort of bending the tremolo arm and it started going. So it all happened in like one afternoon. And I was like, wow, this guitar, I've never come across anything that can do that, you know? This one has been the main guitar I've used now since I got it, which was in 2002 or something. Me and Jay were in Denmark Street in London. There was a really good guitar shop there called Vintage and Rare. We saw this on the wall, and it was expensive.
for the time. I thought I'll try it anyway, you know, because it's just like so nice. And I tried it, and then Jay tried it, and he's playing away, and he was just like, get it, you know. And I was like, okay, that's all I need to hear. It's totally 59, but the finish was apparently done in 64. You know, I have a funny feeling though that the metal thing makes it a bit more, a little brighter, zingier. I don't know what it is. Having that, you know, that finish should have killed some of the tone. It didn't at all. I don't know. It just was always, I always thought it was a great look. What's it seems to go forward, you know? I mean, those guys who made those guitars, they knew about cars, you know, and they knew how to make things look like they were going forward, you know? It's kind of going, flying, you know, through space, so. And this one's actually got a really, really nice light body. It's really, really light, but a particularly, it's quite a fairly chunky neck, but the profile gets heavier as it goes up. One of those really good bargains, you know, because it would have been refinished. It just doesn't go out of tune, you know, some, it's quite heat resistant and temperature resistant. When I start using this, it's near the end of the set and the room's as hot as it's gonna get. And it's just like, doesn't care. Back in 2008, and we got three custom shop ones at the same time. And this one was just the lightest, to me, more resonant one. Yeah, this is When You Sleep, and I play that one. That's for that song, very much. Well, that's the tape business, because I don't allow it to go in. It has to be very loose so that when I'm playing, I'm not actually, if I don't want to, it doesn't actually affect the, you know, nothing's happening, you know what I mean? I want it to happen. Want it to, don't want it to. Do you know what I mean? It's still moving just as much, do you know what I mean? And that's the idea, it has to be very loose for that to happen. And then the bridge itself, I pull back as far as possible. It just means that it's, as it moves, it kind of, it's going like this more as opposed to doing this. So I never go. Ever. You know, it's impossible. I can't do it. It's like, there's nowhere to go. It is important as well for the chords, because if you're bending chords a lot, people's brains, they need to hear where it comes up into tune. You know, if you're bending up and down, it's just like, you know what I mean? Just wobbly nothingness. But if you're kind of going up into tune all the time like that, like in tune, like that, your brain hears the tune, it hears the where it should be, and it kind of ignores the fact that actually 50% of the time everything I do is out of tune. Jaguars and Jazzmasters were both what I used, you know. I just gravitated nearly solely to the Jazzmaster in the 90s. I was already a massive fan of the shape, you know. I didn't realize what I didn't know what this was all about until I discovered it, you know what I mean? Just meant I couldn't play guitar without this.
That's Kevin Shields of My Bloody Valentine waxing about the Jazzmaster guitar. 60 years old in 2018.
Cheers.
Tools of the Trade on 95 BFM. Thanks to Roundhead Studios.